You're listening to SBS News.
The aviation and travel industries are among the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, with travel severely restricted around the world. Many airlines have vastly reduced their services and many airports are deserted. Boeing CEO Jim Haas says his company is focused on returning the industry to its previous level as quickly as possible.
We are actually working very closely with industry. Boeing does not see this as a competitive issue. We are sharing what we learn with other manufacturers through international organizations. We are working closely with airlines who don't see this as a competitive issue either. Everybody in the industry is focused on sharing data to make sure we can have air travel recover safely and quickly.
Hugh Wehby is the Chief Operating Officer of Sydney Airport. Mr. Wehby says the focus domestically is on a trans-Tasman bubble with New Zealand.
Internationally, I think it's going to be a market-by-market decision in partnership with the government. As I said, we're really focused on that trans-Tasman bubble being the template for others. So we're pushing that and we're working with the health authorities to try and get that up and running in the coming months.
Qantas today retired the last of its Boeing 747 fleet. Mr. Wehby says that the demise of older aircraft and the rise to prominence of newer technologies is one of the few positives to come out of the pandemic.
If there is one good thing, it's that newer, cleaner, greener aircraft, and I would add to that less noise. So when you look at the 787 and the A350 on the international side and some of the next-gen aircraft on the narrow-body domestic side, all those items that you talked about, including fuel burn, are really improved. Fuel burn will also go to the economics of airlines in the future, so they're really focused on that. But it is one of those very small silver linings of the crisis that we're facing.
Qantas has been flying the 747 since August 1971. It changed the face of international travel with its size and reliability, making previously unattainable international routes finally possible. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says he'll be sad to see it go.
I don't think any other aircraft, no matter what I think of those aircraft, the great technology will have this history, that piece of everybody's heart.
For brothers Phil and Tim Entwistle, it's a part of the family. They've both flown the 747 just as their dad, Roo, did. Phil Entwistle says it's a dream come true.
He said, oh, go and try something else, try and try something different. But it was always a dream of mine to fly an aircraft and to fly for Qantas.
His twin brother Tim was happy to be there for its final farewell.
Oh, it's a fairly iconic aircraft, so it's great to be here and sort of see its final journey out of Australia.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.